With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. Doug Gottlieb, TJ Hushmanzada in for Dan Dennett. Dan Patrick Show, broadcasting live from the Tyrac.com studios. Tyrac.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. Tyrac.com. The way tire buying should be. Former NFL safety Mike Doss will join us half past the hour. We'll talk about a lot of these issues. And I almost feel like it's like one of those TGI. She's like, run down the games and you go, stop. Right? Like, I'm not a ton of takeaways from Bills, Bears, Saints, Browns. I guess we could say, you know, Deshaun, that's the thing still isn't going. You know, the Chiefs flex their muscles. The Vikings, once away, find a way to, Greg Joseph hits a 61-yarder to win on a walk-off. The Vikings kind of dream season, although I don't know how much buy-in there is from you on the Vikings when they get to the playoffs. You know, the Bengals survive a Patriots comeback, Patriots fumble late in that game. The Panthers just demolish the Lions. I mean, demolish them. But I think the ones that kind of jump out to me are Saturday's, you know, Cowboys win. And Sunday, you know, the Dolphins collapse, the Broncos collapse, and Tampa just finding a way late last night to win in overtime come from behind. Let's start with Tua. Okay, let's start with Tua. There was some sort of debate that Emmanuel Acho was like wanted to compare and contrast Justin Herbert. And I guess I understand it from the idea of one was drafted right behind the other. But since they'd started playing in the NFL, I think most people believe that Herbert's a dude and we're trying to figure out what or who or where Tua fits in. And his assertment was, hey, you know, Justin Herbert doesn't get any criticism. His team hasn't made the playoffs. And yet Tua gets all this criticism. My pushback would be just watch the games. Herbert is not the reason that they have made the playoffs. And Tua's play in many ways is. Where are you on Tua in terms of the long term? Is he a starting quarterback long term, considering how he struggled of late?
Wow. I'm going to say yes, he's a starting quarterback. But Tua is a guy that he's going to need, and like most quarterbacks, but he's going to need weapons around him. He has to have dynamic players around. I mean, he played at Alabama with better receivers than what he played at in Miami when he first got there prior to this year. And so when you speak of comparing him and her, they're always going to be compared. Joe Burrow, Tua, and Herbert, because it's the same draft class, and everybody, like you said earlier today, was tanking for Tua. And then Joe Burrow kind of comes onto the scene, he explodes onto the scene, and it's like, are we really still tanking for Tua? And he didn't play well out of the gate. We always want instant gratification. It's a microwave society. We want it right now. And it took him a little time. But when you watch Herbert play, it's clear he's the better quarterback. That doesn't mean Tua can't play, but it's clear he's the better quarterback. And Acho said, you know, he's a social media quarterback. He may be that, but he's also NFL quarterback that without social media would be one of the best young talents in the league. He's just that talented. But it's unfair. Tua doesn't have his physical gifts. Herbert's big. He can run. He can throw any throw, make any throw at any time. Doesn't matter the weather. Tua doesn't have that type of physical talent. But is he a starter? Yeah, he's a starter. Does he need great players around him? I don't know a quarterback that doesn't. I mean, you don't have a good offensive line. More than likely, you're going to get sacked often. If your receivers can't win, more than likely, you're not going to put up great stats. I mean, you look at Joe Burrow with Chase, Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Mixon. He does well, but he has really good players. They help each other out. Sometimes he'll make throws that, wow, all you had to do was just put your hands in and the ball's going to be there. And sometimes they'll make catches where it's like, well, it wasn't a great throw, but they made the play. And so for Tua, he doesn't have great physical talent. You said earlier, you watching, it was like, the ball's just kind of dying. And that's not the case with Herbert.
It is really interesting if you look back, because I think if the Chargers had a choice between the two coming out, they probably would have drafted Tua as well, right? Even though, you know, I'm not sure how confident they were at the time. It was just everybody was going along with the thought of this guy just amazing at his pre-snap reads and, you know, really an anticipatory thrower, but just doesn't have the goods. Whereas Herbert, who so many people had questions about, has all the goods. But I don't think they're even in the... I would challenge you on whether or not he's a starter moving forward from this perspective. He's put in an absolute ideal situation, right? It's not just you have a coach who believes in you. You got a good running game with Mostert and a scheme that plays up the running game. And you have elite talent at wide receiver. He doesn't really use Gesicki all that much. Maybe some of that scheme, maybe some of that's, I don't know how you miss your biggest target, but he's got an ideal setup. And like, what decent defense has he played well against? I guess the Bills, he played pretty well going back 2 weeks ago, but he's been bad outside of that. And it's getting worse. We've seen plenty of guys have a good year of starting. He hasn't had a full good year of starting. And even those guys get figured out. Our defense is just figuring him out, sitting on some of his reads, knowing he's going to eventually, you know, miss when he tries to push the ball down the field.
And he'll adjust. Any good player will adjust. And to say he hasn't had a good year, the year to me has been pretty good. The Dolphins are going to make the playoffs.
No, they're not.
They're going to make the playoffs.
No, they're not.
You don't believe the Dolphins are going to get in the playoffs? Who's going to make the who's going
to? Well, they have to go to New England to take on the Patriots. The Patriots are going to beat them. Okay.
Oh, my. And then the New England, you know, Tua's never lost to the Patriots, right? You know that.
Yes.
With lesser teams than what he has, he's never lost to the Patriots.
I got it.
So you think he's going to lose now with the best team he's had?
No. Yes, I do.
No, he's going to win.
You think he's going to be throwing the ball well? You think he's throwing the ball well in the weather in New England this weekend?
They'll find a way to win. This is the best team he's had. And granted, the defense has played better when Flores was there. But Tua, if they make the playoffs, for me, is a successful season. I believe they're going to make the playoffs. When you look at the wild card in the AFC, it's going to be the Baltimore Ravens or the Bengals, whoever doesn't win the division. I believe it will be the Bengals win the division, so the Ravens will get the wild card. After that, there's two more. Who else is going? Who else?
The two teams they play here at the end of the year, the Patriots and the Jets.
Oh, my. Doug, I can't believe you're saying this. The Jets are done. They're cooked. The Jets are done.
No, Zach Wilson's done. I don't know if the Jets are done.
The Jets are done.
The Jets have. Well, they have Seattle upcoming next. Jets have lost four in a row as well. They both lost four in a row. So the only thing that I would support you on is the Dolphins have lost four in a row to four good teams, right? To four playoff teams. The Jets have just lost four in a row. But I mean, I think that this, the New England game is a gigantic game.
I would take my chances with the Dolphins over the Patriots and the Jets 100 out of 100
now. Wait. The Patriots, they have, I mean, they have the Raiders beat 2 weeks ago.
The Raiders.
They had the Raiders beat. And then yesterday, they're beating the Bengals. Rhamondre Stevenson fumbles yesterday. You know, like, they just given away the last two games.
Doug, the Patriots were down, if I'm not mistaken. Was it not 22-0 to the Bengals? Yeah. 22-0. The Bengals got comfortable, and they let them back in the game. They were down 20. The Patriots are not a good football team.
Neither are the Dolphins are a talented football team, but their quarterback hasn't been good.
The quarterback has not been good the last four games.
Correct.
And he was solid in Buffalo.
I will give it to you. He was solid in Buffalo. But what leads you to believe that, again, in bad weather, against Patriots, the teams that need to win the game, a team that's given away the past two games in their own mind, like, I think it's realistic, at least one of those two games should have been a win. What leads you to believe that the Dolphins haven't beaten a good team in forever?
I mean, if I'm a Dolphins fan, I'm concerned. It's not like I have no concerns. But when I look at the schedule and I say we play the Patriots and the Jets, we should win those games. We're a better football team than both of those teams. Our quarterback play has been better than both of those teams. Our skill guys are better than both of those teams. We should win. Now, if we don't, moving forward, there's decisions we have to make. Because at one point, Tua was the talk of the league. Him and Mike McDaniel, look what he's done. He's turned him around. He's playing better. He's playing like many thought he would coming out of Alabama. He's hit a little bump of the road. Really good players, they find a way. That game and those interceptions, like the one to Mostert, it's a running back. Is he supposed to peek and look now? Like, what is going on? The last interception where Tyreek Hill ran a 5 yard under, tight end ran a 12 yard out. All you're doing is reading the flat defender. That's all. And if you look at the coverage, the shell of the coverage, you've seen it was too high. They're not letting you catch that ball and get out of bounds. They want you to catch the ball in the middle of the field because the clock runs because you have no timeouts. Understand that situation. That was just a bad read. The one with Mostert, I don't know if it was miscommunication. The run of Tyreek Hill was just a bad throw. It happens. But because it's Tua, it's going to be overemphasized. Oh, he doesn't have arm strength. Oh, he can only throw in the middle of the field. I like Miami to make the playoffs. I'm not a bet man. I'll say I'll bet, but they're going to get in.
Is it fair to say he has to throw in the middle of the field? He doesn't have, like, if you've seen him, I know you've seen him throw, and when you see him throw live in an NFL game, like, it's just, it doesn't have the same life as most of these other guys. And I mean, Sean King was talking about how the league's looking for athletic quarterbacks. He's not particularly athletic in that pocket, and he's little, you know.
What you're saying, he doesn't have the biggest arm. He's not the fleetest of foot. Yes, but he is accurate. And every quarterback, you can be a marksman. You're going to make some bad throws. These next two games will tell the Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, all they need to know. Because if you cannot make it to the playoffs, then the answer is obvious. We have to strongly consider moving forward without Tua and have to find a quarterback. And that's just a fact. But I believe they're going to win, and they're going to get into the playoffs, and Tua will overcome this. And again, he doesn't have to be the most physically talented. How many guys have an arm like Herbert, Josh Allen, Mahomes? Not many. But you can still be effective with the tools that Tua has, his accuracy, his ability to process, and some may question that. But I know early in the season he was playing extremely well. That's not a fluke. It's not, oh, he just got lucky the first 10 games of the season. He's playing really good football. You got some bumps in the road, the really good players. He'll find a way. He'll find a way to understand his mistakes. But you play the Patriots and the Jets, two teams The Patriots aren't very good. The Jets are struggling. Look like they were going to make the playoffs. They're struggling. I believe they're going to lose to Seattle this week. Seattle still has a chance. All do if the Jets do as well, but Jets quarterback situation. It's going to be Mike White. Seattle's going to win this game.
With TJ Smizad, I'm Doug Gottlieb. We're broadcasting live here in the Dan Patrick Show from the TireRack.com studios. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. All right, coming up next, here's what we're going to do. Trying to figure out this Brock Purdy thing, how long this will last. Because it feels like we know what the NFC Championship game is going to look like, but we have no idea about at least one team's quarterback play. We'll get to that upcoming next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio with TJ Smizad. I'm Doug Gottlieb. We're joining you from the TireRack.com studios. Mike Dossal joins us, former NFL safety. So, how has this MVP thing become such a thing? I don't remember it. Like, when you played, was the MVP of the league such a thing? It feels, this is what it feels like, okay? Because as I've been doing this thing for 20 years now, covering sports, it feels like the MVP discussion in the NBA got hyped up because ESPN got more NBA games and they had to give you a reason to watch them. And so you'd have these November, December discussions on MVP and you're like, yee. But it and you have the debate shows, which it makes for a great debate. And I feel like the NFL has followed. Like, I don't know. You played in the league for a decade. Was the MVP as big a discussion then as people are trying to make it out to be now?
No. And as you know, as time moves forward, you want to make everything seem more important than what it is. The MVP is, in essence, a quarterback award. Now, no non-quarterback will win the MVP award ever again unless you have an you're a receiver and you have a great year, the quarterback that's throwing you the ball is probably going to get the MVP before you get it. So it's a three-man race for me. It's Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow. But has it been always this big? No. Social media plays a part in that as well. As you said, the debate shows. But it's good for TV to see and hear, oh, this guy has a lead in the MVP race this game. Jalen Hurts was the front runner. He misses a game. So you miss one game and no, you're no longer the front runner. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out. But again, the MVP is who's the best quarterback on the best team, and offensive player of the year is who is the best non-quarterback. That's what it's basically is boiled down to. Who do you like for both of those?
Me? I mean, I think Mahomes is the best player. I mean, he's if you take Mahomes off of the Chiefs, I think you see the biggest drop off and put another quarterback. Jalen Hurts has been far better than any of us expected, but he's on that's a stacked team and they played a relatively soft schedule, especially comparison to anybody else. I would Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes are the two best quarterbacks in the league. Herbert would be right there. It's just been hard to tell because he hasn't had his weapons most of the year, so the numbers aren't there. I think those are the best two, and then you probably throw Burrow in, right? But you know, and Burrow's great. Those are the three best young guys, and they've played well, and their teams are all good. So I don't really, you know, we're forcing the Jalen Hurts thing just because he's been way better than expected, and the team is. Obviously,
his team has done extremely well. He's beaten you through the air. He's beaten you on the ground. It's not like, oh, the Eagles are so rocking hot that they can win and they'll go far without Jalen Hurts. I don't agree with that, because when you look at quarterbacks in general, the majority of them get way too much credit when things go well. Way too much credit, because when things go bad, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, he doesn't have the weapons. You know, he doesn't have a number one receiver. His offensive line isn't that good. The run, we're going to make a ton of excuses for a quarterback when things aren't going well, when the quarterback is physically talented. But when he's playing well, it's, oh, man, can he not throw? He can make every throw. Like, look at thing to me. Football is ultimate team sport, but what Jalen Hurts has done, I mean, I don't think you should discredit it, because when things go bad, the quarterback gets a ton of blame. Just look last year, that playoff game. Oh, it was awful.
Yes.
It was awful. It was like, why are they in the playoffs? They got beat that bad. He goes, he works on his game, and granted, does he have a team around him? Yes, he does. But he had to find a way to make it work, put everybody on the same page, make the right reads, the right throws. Oh, you're going to play two-man? You're going to play man? Like, because of the Mahomes and the Jalen Hurts and when I was playing, you know how much two-man that we saw? And for people that don't understand two-man, it's you get man-to-man coverage, safety help over the top, so the DB is going to sit on everything underneath. Very rarely do you see that. You'll see that against Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, those type of quarterbacks that aren't going to scramble and run. You don't even see that coverage any longer, because those quarterbacks that I just spoke of, they'll take off and run. And that's what Jalen Hurts is doing. He'll throw for 350 yards, beat you. He'll run for 100 yards, beat you. It's not many quarterbacks are going to beat you both ways in today's game. It's a handful, maybe. Herbert can do it, but he chooses not to run. Josh Allen will run. Mahomes doesn't run as much. He scrambles to throw. But for me right now, it's Hurts, Mahomes, Burrow.
Hurts, Mahomes, Burrow. All right. I would say, you know, I'd say Mahomes and Josh Allen would be head and shoulders above. Hurts has been outstanding. There's no denying it. Way better than I would have thought, especially coming off of the playoffs watching last year. But, I mean, it's really crazy on how soft
their schedule. You just said Josh Allen over Hurts, and Josh Allen is not having the type of season.
Agreed.
that you would think MVP would. And I'm a fan of Josh Allen.
Yeah, but that's if we go purely based upon the stats. And look, they had a stretch where they weren't playing as well. I mean, the difference is the level of competition that they're playing is above that of what the Eagles have played. The Eagles played the Vikings, and they played the Cowboys twice. The Cowboys did not have Dak first time. And that's really it. Those are the good teams they played this year.
You know, all you can do is play who's on the schedule.
I understand. So it's really hard to evaluate.
The Giants are going to make the playoffs, and they play the Giants. I mean, they're going to be – the Eagles can't – all they can do is control. I got to say it.
Okay.
You can't control who's on the schedule, right?
You can't. You can't, but we can. It makes it harder for us to evaluate how good you are. How good you are. If you're not playing, we don't see you against the Chiefs. We don't see you against the Bills. We don't see you on the same field as that. That's why. That's really the thing about the Dolphins and the Tua and
the Jaguars look like they're going to be a playoff team. The Eagles also beat them. It was early in the season.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying, they're beating. The Eagles.
Who are the good teams in the NFL? Who are the teams that you're like, man, that's a good football team? Bills, Bills, Bengals, Ravens, right? And even the Ravens, they've been all banged up. But Bills, Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, maybe if you want to throw Chargers in there. Those are the teams like, man, that's a good football team, right? And I do think that the Jaguars are playing good football. I don't know if they're a good team. Cowboys are a damn good team when they're healthy. Vikings have real talent on offense, and they're pretty good. They beat the Vikings, and then there's the Niners.
Held them to 7 points. I remember that.
Yes, and then there's the Niners. Right, the Niners and the Eagles and the Bills and the Chiefs and the Bengals. Those teams are better than everybody else. Are we okay saying that?
It seems that.
And they've played none of them.
Correct.
And they've played none of them. That's it. So, and when they played the Cowboys, they split with them. When they had their quarterback, the Cowboys didn't have theirs. When they didn't have their quarterback, the Cowboys had theirs. It's really hard to tell.
You're making, and I don't disagree with you. All I know is in the National Football League, there's no layups. And on paper, you go, they didn't play anybody. That may be the case. But there's a lot of teams that, quote unquote, don't play anyone and they lose. Right. And so it's going to be for the Eagles. Very interesting to see how this playoff push, how do they get through it?
Let's talk about that in a second. First, let's welcome in Mike Doss, former NFL safety. Of course, he joins the show. He's going to be an honorary captain when Ohio State takes on Georgia at the Peach Bowl this weekend, the college football national semifinals at the Peach Bowl. Ohio State, fourth seed, taking on the number one seed, the Georgia Bulldogs. And what, of course, is going to be a memorable game. Mike, let me ask you about this matchup. Is congrats on being an honorary captain. Ohio State's offense just couldn't get it going against Michigan. This obviously is the greatest test they're going to face. What do you think of that matchup?
I'm excited. First, I'll say good morning to Buckeye Nation out there and my former teammate TJ Husmanzada. I was there for a cup of coffee with you in 2008.
I remember that.
But I'm excited. I'm excited, for our team, our offense, a prolific offense. We didn't show well late there against that team up north. But I think I'm, for to have 30 days to be able to prepare for a game, I mean, I think we should come in, with a chip on our shoulder, it's been over 30 days since we played, and ultimately we know we win this game. We're headed to L.A. for a national championship. So I think our team's going to come up prepared. CJ has a chip on his shoulder not winning the Heisman, being the finalist the last few years in a row, and he still has something to prove for the pro scouts out there in a sense, stepping this game up and on the big stage. So I'm excited to see how we perform.
Going into this game, obviously, everybody assumes Georgia's just going to roll through the college football playoff again. Me, myself, I actually believe Ohio State has a chance to pull off the upset. What are the keys to the game for Ohio State to make this competitive and win it?
I would say, you know, TJ, the keys for sure is going to be, I would say, controlling the clock. I mean, as you can tell, we've always been a high tempo offense. But in a sense, if we can control the clock a little bit and slow the game down, you know, Georgia has the ability to jump out on you early and run it up pretty quick. So I think if we can, you know, sustain some drives, some, you know, 5-7 minute drives and slow the pace of the game down and put up touchdowns, then we can start to put the pressure on them. I mean, they're favorite. You know, we don't have we come into this with no chance. No one's really giving us a chance, kind of like 2014 when we faced Alabama. We know that the big SEC, you know, Georgia Bulldogs, defending national champions, got all the hype. And I think for our team, if we can come out there and truly just, you know, calm down, you know, take some of the early punches early and win in the trenches, I think this game will be dominated in the trenches with the offensive line, defensive line. And, you know, I think that's where it'll come down to when it gets to the fourth quarter.
It's going to be really interesting. What about the defense taking on Stetson Bennett and that Georgia offense? You know, his numbers pedestrian during the regular season, although he didn't play a lot of fourth quarters. And then, of course, SEC championship game puts up crazy, ridiculous numbers. What's the biggest challenge, you think, in that Georgia offense?
The biggest challenge is going to be, I mean, just the stats for you. We're the number 13 scoring defense in the nation. Georgia's the number 11th. So I think, you know, we're both will give up some points. It'll be kind of bend but don't break. And we both hope our prolific offenses kind of take over and control the game. But I think for us, you know, if we can slow down their All-American tight end, I mean, you know, he's a matchup nightmare, you know, for a safety, a linebacker. And ultimately, we have to be strong on with our corner play. You know, we saw it against that team up north. If you miss one tackle, these guys are taking it. You know, as TJ would know, 88 and out the gate, you make one guy miss, they're gone for 70 yards. So we got to, you know, tackle well, keep things in front of us. But I think if we can, you know, not let their tight end dominate us early, then I think we'll have a chance.
Mike, what's your take on the state of college football as it is with NIL and guys entering the portal? Completely different than when we played. Ohio State had the number one quarterback recruit in the country in Raiola, and he decommits because word is Ohio State is not as active with the NIL as other schools.
Correct. I mean, I read it every day here locally. I mean, there's, you know, local promotions and, you know, trying to get the fan base and, you know, major donors to contribute a lot more, you know, to the NIL. It's definitely changed the game, you know, on the front end where, you know, players are coming out of high school with an expectation, you know, of receiving some kind of compensation to a level that ultimately can, you know, on the short term, you know, change their families' lives and have an impact there. But then, ultimately, you know, I think long term, it hurts the pace of the recruiting. So you get a lot of players who get dabbed these 4 and 5 stars who really have never truly, you know, proven themselves, and they're kind of walking into your program, you know, with guys who are, you know, second, third, four-year players who've earned the right to say, hey, coach, I deserve this, or hey, Ohio State or Georgia or USC, I deserve this. You kind of – it hurts a little bit on the front end because the guy's expectation is, hey, I'm going to receive a check, and I expect to play now, right? You know, I expect to play now. And then on the back end, the transfer portal, you know, getting back to that, the transfer portal has truly become a place where I say a lot of athletes, you know, go to die. But, you know, these coaches are using the transfer portal to also push guys out of their programs, out of their systems. So they're just basically saying, hey, if you can't play here, if you're not a contributor here in your first or second year, hey, you might as well enter the portal and go somewhere else so I can get another guy in here who can help me now. There are some positives on the portal. You know, not, you know, from the aspect that you do get, you know, some guys who were, you know, second or third on their team, and they can transfer to another program and actually get a chance, you know, to play well, just like the quarterback there for Seattle. He did a great job, you know, leaving the ACC and then coming to the Big Ten and getting himself, you know, drafted high. But I would say, you know, long-term, Their system is going to get broken, and then NCAA will try to refine it and put some, you know, parameters around it. And, you know, that'll take some time, but I think the NCAA will eventually say, hey, you know, we realize all you guys can't control it, so let us put some parameters around this, and then you run it through our parameters, and then I think that'll help out the system.
Mike, great stuff, man. Listen, enjoy the Peach Bowl. It's a pretty cool honor. Get to be down there and check out your Buckeyes. Appreciate you joining us on the Dan Patrick Show.
No, man, I look forward to it. It's exciting times, you know, being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame this year. And I get to actually talk a little smack against Champ Bailey. So we just went into the College Football Hall of Fame, same class, and I believe he may be their honorary captain as well. So I'm looking forward to it, and hope we take the victory, upset the world, and go out to L.A. and get a chance to play against that team up north for a national championship.
Ooh, Ohio State, Michigan, and team up north. Mike, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Mike Doss joining us. TJ, if you are creating, I mean, that's the thing about the NIL, which is it's kind of comical to me on how so many people said players were being exploited previously, and I had a pretty powerful head coach tell me, this is before the season started, like, if people think kids were exploited before, just wait till this new system, the level of exploitation. Because, yeah, you get promised an NIL deal, but then if you can't play or don't play, most times the kids want to leave. Sometimes the coaches want to get rid of them, and they don't get any money, and they get promised stuff, and then they're out completely out of luck. So it's a careful what you wish for. You might well have gotten it. All right, we'll give you our picks for Monday Night Football tonight. That's what we'll do. Upcoming next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Doug Gottlieb, TJ Schmanzati in for Dan Dennett, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. You know, one of the hard things has got to be, it's one thing to play on Monday night, TJ, when everybody plays on Sunday. But when everybody played Thursday, then you played Saturday, then Sunday. And I get it. Like, they probably travel out there on a Saturday, right? And then yesterday on Christmas Day, you have a walkthrough, you have a meal, whatever. But the tediousness of waiting for a Monday night game when everybody has played, it's got to be interesting. I think the big question is, like, do the Colts show up today, right? Because when we last saw the Colts, they're up 33-0 and gave up the biggest comeback in the history of the sport. How you bounce back from that is really interesting.
What a new starting quarterback, your third starting quarterback of the season in Nick Foles. So from that perspective, will it be – what will they show that's different that they haven't run this season offensively? Will they – even though Foles isn't a guy that's going to run, he has some mobility. He's a good athlete. Just how are they going to look? Because it's different. You don't have Matt Ryan in there. But the Chargers, they have to put a good game together. They're finally getting healthy. They're getting their receivers back. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams healthy. I expect the Chargers to roll.
Yes, but every time you expect the Chargers to roll, that's when it's a ridiculously close game. And it comes, it's a 50-50 game kind of late. Late down the stretch. That's really what usually. Trust me, I've watched enough of these things. I know how it goes. They tried to charge one last week. You know, they've had just some bizarre performances when you would think this is the week in which they should kind of flex their muscles and look like one of the best teams in the NFL. It's just it's a weird deal with the Chargers. It's kind of hard to explain it.
If they are, and when you. If you look at the AFC, the Chargers are—they're in the playoffs. They're going to be in the playoffs. You could see—I could see the Chargers upsetting whomever they play in the first round. They're that talented enough to do that, and so that's what you want to start getting ready for. You want to start preparing right now for no letdowns, because if we have a letdown in the playoffs, we're going home. Yeah. And so I believe that's how to approach these last two games and then going into the playoffs. We must approach it like it's a playoff game. No letdowns. Let's be focused and let's play our best.
Baker Mayfield played well yesterday. Granted, against.
Whew.
Huh?
Baker was balling.
Okay. So 24 for 28, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Ball barely hit the turf. When I saw him and I talked to people in the NFL, like, yeah, probably a backup next year.
Nope.
What level do you think he starts next year? Where?
That's a great question. You have to look at the teams that have questions at the quarterback position. And what teams out there that you say – don't have that quarterback, or even if they feel they have them, they're uncertain. There's really not many teams that are in that position.
You don't wait, that are uncertain?
That are uncertain that are gonna hand it over to Baker.
Well, I would agree that they're not many that are gonna hand it over to Baker. But in terms of being uncertain, yeah, the Jets are uncertain. They don't have a quarterback, right? And then I would say
I don't think Baker can play in New York. His personality and the way he is, I think it'd be too contentious to just the back and forth with the media. I don't believe that'll work.
Okay, so wait, let me go through them real quick. You got Jets,
possibly Titans, the Giants.
Well, I'm just going AFC. Jets, Titans, Colts, Texans. That's about, and potentially Raiders. All right. And then in the NFC, possibly Giants. I mean, I don't know what the Commanders are doing. They're still going to have to find a quarterback. Commanders. I mean, he was in Carolina, so that's not happening. New Orleans. And, you know, and there's Seattle, who people thought was interested in him. That'll be a quarterback spot for next year, no matter how well Geno's played. And Arizona the first half of the year. Now, the problem is that he played for Cliff and then transferred out of Tech when they signed Mahomes. And there was some back and forth. But there's a probably for half of the season next year, you could start in Arizona.
It's going to be that's interesting. I don't think he's fit for New York. His personality, he'd go back and forth with the media. I'll take the Texans out of there. They're going to draft Bryce Young or a quarterback with the first pick.
Bryce Young is tiny. He's incredibly talented. He is tiny.
I've seen Bryce Young in person hundreds of times. He's not very big, but he is so accurate. His personality is perfect for a quarterback. It'll be interesting. It will be interesting. Playing in Houston, in the Dome. It's going to be hard to pass up on Bryce Young. It's going to be hard. Now, do they go C.J. Stroud? Who knows? But the Texans are going to draft the quarterback. The Saints possibly can be a team that Baker can get an opportunity with. When I look at the teams, at least for me, it's the Saints that could quite possibly be that team because they're not drafting high enough. At least it doesn't seem that way where they can get the franchise quarterback. Could Baker be that guy? And do we take it out of the equation that the Rams don't try to bring him back as a backup? Is that not even a possibility?
They will. The question for Baker is going to be how much money is he going to demand? Because you know the value in drafting a rookie starter, especially if not a first rounder, is you're paying them next to nothing, and then you could fill out the roster around. That's what Philadelphia has been able to do. That's what Seattle did with Russell. You know, what Cowboys did when they had Dak originally. Whereas if you bring in a guy who's a free agent, he's not going to make top of the market. But what type of money will he make? All right, real quick, Chargers are a 4-point favorite, and the over under the total is 44.5. Chargers -4 on the road. You said you like the Chargers. Do you like them to win by more than 4?
Yeah, I'm taking the Chargers, giving up 4, and I'm going over.
All right, I'll take the Chargers and the under. Chargers and the under.
That's going to be interesting. One thing we do know, Baker is giving himself another opportunity. We do know that.
We do know that, based upon yesterday, based upon a Broncos team that seemed to quit. All right, that's it for the Dan Patrick Show. For T.J. Hushmanzad, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.